is on, and it's tuned in to the radio program that a lot of people like to listen to, not only in the morning, but in the afternoon, the evening. You can listen to an hour and then go to work on the way home. You want to listen to another hour? You go to DougStephan.com and look at the archives, look at what we've done that day. You can download it. Bingo, bango, just like that.
Bingo, bango.
It's a bingo, bango world we live in. Jennifer Horn
is
here.
Sounds like a game.
Rich McFadden is here. The largest radio audience in the world.
In the world.
Tunes into what every day? 800-510-8255.
That's
the largest.
Not us.
No. The largest radio audience in the world tunes into what every day?
In the world.
800-510-8255. Right answer gets a swell prize, either a new...
No?
Not quite.
Bill Bennett?
800-510-8255. What is the largest produced radio product in the world?
One singular product.
Program, product that people listen to. Program and product, that may be, you have to be considerate of those two words. 800-510-8255.
One singular thing.
One thing that everybody listens to every single day. Right? More people listen to this than anything else.
What is it? In the world.
In the world. 800-510-8255. We got our new food stuff for the Doug Stephan Prizes. Help yourself. We've been talking a little bit about things that you need to be careful of. Just joining us, hello. Nice to have you here. It's Wednesday morning on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I. Roberta is tied up in something, and I'm not sure what it is. But
on assignment. That's what
she
we
is
like.
On assignment.
Yes, correct. I thought we had we have a Queen of Cheap, I think, though, for today. If I'm not mistaken, lurking about here.
Let me check. I think
all
we
right.
do.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the credit card that you have or the debit card, there is something that you need to be... Richie, who's answering the phones? What is there about the phones?
Phones?
I thought Peter was here.
He is here somewhere.
Yeah. Everybody pays attention to what's what. Anyway, grumble, grumble. So... I would like you to listen very carefully to this, Jennifer, please.
Okay, let me put on
because
my listening cap.
Because it is something that you did not know. I'm pretty sure most people did not know about the clear button.
The clear button.
When you swipe your gas or debit card, you are leaving that information on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you wipe it out by hitting the clear, it doesn't go away until the next customer comes up. And conceivably, the next customer could come along and get the information out of the, let's say it's the gas pump. They could get the information before they put their card in. So just to be safe, clear, hit clear, the lower left-hand corner. There's a clear button.
Just hit that a couple times on your way out.
Hit the clear button on your way out. Cost of gasoline is so expensive, people are getting desperate, and you could find there's a way of reactivating whatever it is. There's a story about a woman who used her credit card to buy gas at a pump, like most of us do. She got a receipt like she normally, most people take a receipt.
I don't.
When she checked her statement, there were two $50 charges added in addition to her purchase. When she investigated, she found out that because she didn't press the clear button on the pump, the employee inside the store was able to use her card to purchase his gas.
Oh, no.
So if you want to keep this from happening, after you get your receipt, you press clear, or the information is stored until the next customer uses their card. So if you're listening to this and you know not only is this important for you, but maybe for your spouse or for your children or for your friends or anybody, be sure to tell anybody in your friends and family circle so it doesn't happen to them. The clear button. A lot of you probably haven't even noticed the clear button.
No. Is this Snopes certified?
Yeah.
Yeah. Snope and Hope and Hope.
Are you reading this from the same email you read us the last story from?
No, I'm not reading it from the same email that I read the last story from. Thank you for questioning my credibility.
I go to Snopes. False.
No, it isn't false. Prove it. Prove how does Snopes, who the heck are they?
Yeah.
They can say one thing, somebody else can say something else.
People who just don't read an email, and they actually go in and look at it and investigate where the story came from.
Uh-huh.
There's really no fun in that.
Heads up about pressing the clear button after purchasing gasoline at the pump. His credit or debit card began appearing in inboxes in early May of 2008. Those in the know say there's nothing to this notion that pressing the clear button after refueling will safeguard the pump's user from having his credit card accessed by future users or indeed have any other effect. Michael Harden, an employee at Dresser Wayne, a manufacturer of gas station fueling dispensing units, says if a fuel dispenser is operating in its normal mode, the way it was designed to work, your transaction is complete as soon as you hang up the nozzle. There is no need to do anything else at that point or press any buttons. If for some reason you hang up the nozzle incorrectly and the transaction does not complete, a receipt will not be printed, which would be an indication that something is wrong.
There's a statement from Benjamin Franklin that I like to. You can laugh like a fool all you want to. Benjamin Franklin said, any fool can criticize, condemn, complain, and correct.
I'm going to go to Snopes and check
and
out.
And most fools do. Most fools. You can follow Richie if you want to and be.
So I'm just going to press
and leave your. He's the guy who does all of his transactions online and
me
who
too.
Gets hacked.
Right. Yeah. I haven't been hacked. So wait a minute. The guy who hears a story and then goes and investigates the information of the story.
Investigates
he just heard,
it with whom?
I am now the fool.
How are they the right? Where does it
I
say that they
the
know it
I
all?
I think that the information that you brought forth is very interesting.
Uh-huh.
So much so that I went to investigate it even further.
Yeah, and your investigation is based on what? What Snopes says? What does Snopes know?
About 90
what
seconds.
Makes them smarter than the guy that I passed the information along from in the first place?
They're just the first point of entry for me. Yeah, I can go find this information in three other places, and I will, just to make sure that
just to make me look like a fool. That's the reason.
Here's the bottom line. People don't think about this. People don't think about when they walk up to the gas pump, they put their card in, they take their card out, they be on their merry way. They never think about the possibility of how, let's say, okay, this one is debunked. This can't happen. But there are 1,000 ways for somebody to steal your information going to a gas pump, and you should be careful. So whether this one is right or this one is wrong or that one is right or that one is wrong, the bottom line is when you go up and use your credit card and there's 13 other people at that gas station looking at you, be aware, be alert. Make sure you finish your transaction and make sure that you have your card and you're on your merry way. Because somebody can steal your information. I always cover my fingers when I put in my debit thing if I have to use my debit number. I try to use credit instead of debit so that I don't have to put in my access PIN.
All right, now you've spent 60 seconds trying to make everybody feel better about how you tried to make it look bad in the first place, which doesn't work. I'm still back on where I am. I think you are a fool if you don't do some of these. The world is full of people who want to steal anything and everything you have.
Sure.
So why would you leave it to chance at whether or not Snopes is right or I'm right isn't the point. The point is that people are careless with their personal information, and every day you can see the world as it turns and churns, people taking advantage of somebody's information because they're careless with it.
I'm not even sure a gas pump has a clear button on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can keep working at it and make me look even more foolish if you'd like. 800-510-8255. I mean, I might as well just stop. You want to take a shot at everything that I say, then I might as well just I'll go home and you can do the rest of the program.
Okay.
Okay, because I'll come up with something here about what's the most listened to radio element in the world. Snope says something else is true. I know, it gets to be stupid after a while.
Can we all shake hands and make nice now?
800-510. This reminds me of some idiot that I was with at a meeting in Las Vegas the other night, and I finally had to put him in his place.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you do that.
800-510-8255. Vince is in Livingston, Montana. Hi, Vince.
Help, Vince.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. You're doing well, probably. If you're
doing
good.
Well.
Are you a minister?
No, not
ministers
at all.
Do good things. And oftentimes individuals do good things. Rich, you want to check that out on Snopes?
Yeah.
Of good and well.
I think Vince does good things.
Yeah. All right, so Vince, what program worldwide is listened to, or what programming is probably the better way of putting it, listened to than anything else that's on the radio?
I believe it's the Rush Limbaugh Show.
No, that's in terms of...
That's what he would like to think.
Talk, yeah, Rush would like to think.
And that's what he'll tell you.
Yeah. Rush is listened to most by people who listen to spoken word formatted stations in America. It's not even close to being listened to. He has about one-tenth the listenership that this entity that I'm talking about has. All right?
Well,
good guess, though. Yeah, you're on it. Thank you. Juanita, what do you think? Hello, Juanita.
Oh, la, 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 you're talking to me?
How many Juanitas do we have here? I'll bet you're
it's
the only one. It's
with
who?
A V.
Well, we congratulate our... Richie was the one who answered the phone, right?
Yeah.
So he screwed that up. He's too busy trying to make me look bad.
That's right.
So, Bonita, what is the programming that is listened to by more people than anything else?
The news.
What news?
All the news.
You're kind of on the right...
What
you're
kind
on the right,
of news?
Yeah, what kind of news?
Daily news, hourly news, minutely news.
Now, this is
know.
A particular brand.
Oh, my goodness.
Particular brand. All right?
A brand of news. I'm
a
sorry.
Brand.
I can't think of any brands.
Oh, that's all right. You got us to this point anyway, and I appreciate that. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Greg is in Jersey City, New Jersey. Hi, Greg.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. All right, so what programming do you think is listened to by more people than any other around the world?
The weather.
No, we're talking about specific, that's a kind of information. We're talking about a branded service, if you will. It's like NBC News, ABC News, that sort of thing. Or a particular program, Rush Limbaugh might have been.
WABC News.
77, WABC. No, it's not WABC. And it's not anything that has anything to do with America. I'll give you that much of a hint. All right? 800-510-8255. I guess that is the answer.
Oh,
so
I
this
just figured
become
out what it is.
The
yeah.
2020 news quiz question is about the news.
Wow. This is going to be a shocker, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it is. You'll probably try to debunk it because of somebody that's
Snopes will
say
something. I think
something
you might be right on that.
Oh,
so
perfect. I might be right about one thing.
I'm going to let you slide.
Perfect. 800-510-8255.
But I'm going to check just to make sure.
Yeah, shut up. Will you please? 20 after the hour.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From Pomona, California, here is Mauricio Herrera.
All right. From America's Got Talent, Latin singer Mauricio Herrera.
I like it. Got a whole lot of body that you're ready to burn. So get those things up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. And they're all living, devil may care. And I'm just a devil in love. To spare some. Viva la la.
Got my disco balls.
Viva, viva Las Vegas.
Richie has his disco ball. You can see the video, the actual video on DougStephan.com. I said this guy's just doing Elvis stuff. Right? No, this is Tom Jones. I don't like this. All right, let's see. Next up is Landau Eugene Murphy. Is a crooner on America's Got Talent last night.
From Logan, West Virginia, give it up for Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
How are everybody screaming and yelling at me? I don't even know who they are.
They're being supportive, okay?
Oh, my God.
Another Frank impersonator.
Among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
I could do this. Sign me up for America's Good Talent next week, please. Alright, here's somebody named Monet performing a Diana Ross
song. I love your art.
Song.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Here is Monet.
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 It's like Monique.
Different. Yeah.
Monet.
Okay.
Monet, Monet.
I think of home.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's enough of that. Coming up in the next half hour, when we talk about what else went on television last night, we do have one more excerpt from this that actually could be pretty interesting. A high water diver attempts to set a new world record by jumping from 36 feet into a kiddie pool. Let's see how that works out.
Ouch.
I'll try that in the next half. Meanwhile, trying to find out what radio circumstance, what radio audience is the largest in the world, what programming is on. 800-510-8255. Brian, what's your answer?
That NPR?
That's NPR is the largest audience in America, not in the world. Rod is in Eugene, Oregon. Hi, Rod.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Good. My guess was Paul Harvey News and Comment.
Paul's a little dead now.
His son or somebody.
Doesn't have what it had before. He was at one time the most listened to American radio personality. You are right. But far from the audience that this particular entity has. Thank you for the call, though, and thank you for trying. Another West Coast, Northwestern, it's Chris in Spokane. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
What do you think the largest worldwide audience on the radio is?
It is Al Jazeera Network.
It is not Al Jazeera.
See, that's what I thought was going to be the answer.
A lot of people think that that's the case.
I have another guess. Is it three letters?
Very large. 800-510-8255. Vince in Livingston, Montana, what's your guess?
The BBC World Service.
The BBC World Service is listened to by 149 million people a day.
We rock, Vince.
The largest radio audience in the world listens to the BBC World Service.
Jennifer.
Every day.
We did.
After 42 guesses went by.
No, didn't you just hear me say the three letters?
And notice I ignored you? All right, so Vince, how did you happen to think of that? Do you listen to the BBC?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Right. It's good stuff, actually. Very interesting. So you'll
it's
actually
intellectual.
Yeah, it is. It's like this thing, this program. It's the same stuff.
Yeah, exactly like this program.
Kind of like, but not really.
Yeah. All right, exactly. Don't get too carried away, Vince. You'll get the Rich McFadden booby prize of the day. Hold on a second. We'll give you a better one than that.
I'll hook you up, Vince. Don't
28
worry.
Past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Walmart announced that it's going to offer streaming video rentals through its website. Through Vudu, the company's on-demand video service, Walmart will provide access to thousands of titles, including new releases. Standard definition rentals are $3.99, and streaming in high def glory will run you $5.99 a movie. In other news, a new survey by the Pew Research Center found that 71% of adults use video sharing sites. Parents are the largest groups of users, with 81% reporting they visit sites like YouTube. The amount of people visiting video sharing sites is up 38% since 2006. And finally, people aren't just watching online videos on their computers. A new report found that YouTube videos are responsible for 22% of all mobile bandwidth being used as well. Hopefully, tiered pricing won't throw water on this, as streaming video now accounts for 39% of all mobile traffic. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everything I need you to be. Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter. The point of it all.
All right, it's now 33 and change after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm sort of in the mood to test Richie's Snopes account.
Ah, come
a
on,
little bit more. The Darwin nominees. Are we going to be doing...
Here's an update on your Snopes thing, by the way.
What's that?
Gas pumps do, in fact, have a clear button on them.
Oh, good.
So my next mission is to find out why they have a clear button and what it's for.
Uh-huh. Good for you, Rich.
Okay.
Good luck with you.
Duh, it's for people who got that email.
Yeah.
Are you not paying attention?
Exactly. Queen of Cheap, not here today. We've got some interesting things, though, that were sort of corralled. You want to check that out. Jennifer's going to check out some TV info, including this high water act, this diver who jumps into a pool. This guy's got to be some kind of a moron. At any rate. Okay, so we're doing the warning routine. The Insanity Department is open here on the Good Day program, and every year there are what is referred to as the Darwin nominations, people who really do really stupid, stupid stuff, okay? And Richie, I'm sure, will find something wrong with any or all of these, but I'll lay a few of them on you, and you know what? Even if none of them are true, they are amusing.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Go.
Here's number one. This is from the San Jose Mercury News. An unidentified man using a shotgun to, it was sort of like a, he used it to break the windshield on his girlfriend's car.
Oh.
Takes the shotgun out, banging on his girlfriend's windshield because she broke up with him. Accidentally shot himself.
Oh.
Gun discharged as he was blowing a hole in the car windshield, it blew a hole in his gut.
I'm guessing he made it, since we're talking about it.
No, he didn't.
No, Darwin Awards, you have
you're
to
dead.
Die. For
oh, really?
Darwin
you have
Awards.
To die? Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Okay,
oh,
next.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Story of James Burns of Alamo, Michigan, killed as he was trying to repair what police describe as a farm truck Burns got a friend to drive the truck on a highway while he hung underneath so he could ascertain the source of a troubling noise. His clothing caught on something, and his remains were wrapped around the drive shaft.
So that's two stupid people, the driver right. and the passenger.
All right, here's number three from Hickory, North Carolina, the story of Carl Barger accidentally shot himself. Awakening to the sound of a ringing phone beside his bed, he reached for the phone, but he grabbed his Smith & Wesson instead.
Jeez.
He put he put the gun to his ear instead of the phone and pulled the trigger.
Hello?
It's like a cartoon, man. What's his name?
Charles Barger. Next. Police say a lawyer demonstrating the safety of windows crashed through a pane with his shoulder and plunged 24 floors to his death. Police spokesman said that Gary Hoy fell into the courtyard of the bank tower as he was explaining the strength of the building's windows to visiting law students. All right, there you go. Michael Anderson Godwin spent several years awaiting the electric chair on a murder conviction before having his sentence reduced to life in prison. While sitting on a metal toilet in his cell attempting to fix his small TV set.
No.
He got the death penalty.
He made his own.
Yep. Ugh. All right. Richie, you ready to take a shot at any of these yet?
No. Darwin Awards are all good.
Oh!
Yeah,
okay,
no. They've been around forever. They're...
A cigarette lighter may have triggered a fatal explosion in Dunkirk, Indiana. Man using a cigarette lighter to check a barrel of muzzle loader was killed when the weapon discharged in his face. What is muzzle loader? Do I?
No idea.
Some kind of ammunition, right?
Yeah, when you pack the powder down in there, the muzzle, that thing that they use to stuff it down in there, I think.
This is the winner, however. A couple of men injured when their pickup truck left the road and struck a tree in Arkansas, State Highway 38. Deputy Dovey Snyder reported the accident shortly after midnight, involving Thurston Poole of Des Arc and Billy Ray Wallace of Little Rock. They were returning after a frog-catching trip. Pickup truck headlights malfunctioned. The two men concluded the headlight fuse on the truck had burned out as a replacement. Fuse was not available. The bullets from one of these guns that they had found the bullet fit perfectly into the fuse box next to the steering wheel column. After traveling 20 miles, just before crossing the river, the bullet apparently overheated, discharged, and struck Mr. Poole in the private parts.
Ooh.
Vehicle swerved sharply, exited the pavement, struck a tree. Mr. Poole suffered minor injuries. However, the other gentleman lost his life, and the police, upon investigating this, found out that they were using illegal firearms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that just—I mean, I'm thinking about this. I saw this story, which is sort of a play on this, and I'll tell you the story in a minute about what's going on in government. It's an example of crazy things in our government, and it has to do with that, not that story, but something that happened in that story. All right. So those are the Darwin Awards. Everybody happy now? Richie didn't find anything wrong?
I almost feel like we should play yada, yada, yada.
Yada, 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 yada. A couple of good stories in there.
What not to do when you're being a dummy.
So is it fair to talk about all the things we have in the Queen of Cheap Box without Roberta being here?
Sure.
Is it?
Yeah,
oh, that's
sure.
Her deal, though. I don't ever feel good about doing that sort of thing.
Well, they're not going to be good tomorrow, so let's just take a look and see what's there.
All right, so you can do that.
I'll take responsibility.
You can do that. All right, hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Bill would like to take on one of the stories. Okay, if it's Rich, it's Bill. Okay, Bill, which story do you have a problem with?
I'd heard the frog gigging fuse in the pickup truck story about 10 years ago. And again, then I checked that out on Snopes. And I know you don't like Snopes, but quite frankly, their credibility is based on their ability to provide a good product, the same that yours is. And
right.
I think that you're being kind of rough on Richie about it today.
You think so, huh?
You think?
Hey, would you rather
you
hear
that whole altercation?
How about I be rough on you instead of being rough on him?
No, don't do it.
Bill, the people with the truth always take the hits in the head, and I don't mind that.
Right.
That's okay.
Right. One man's truth is another man's folly.
Right.
Right? You can't prove any more than Richie can, nor can I, that any of these stories are really true. It's just somebody says it's true, the other person says it's not true. So, for the most part, right?
And so the banter between the two of you on the air, it takes away from the quality of your product.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See?
I know.
All right, so Richie, then shut the hell up.
Nice.
All right, Bill. Good man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
I like Bill.
Oh, man.
All right, so the Queen of Cheap Department today has... let's see, what do we have here? Mimi's Cafe. What's Mimi's Cafe? You know what the story is here, Jennifer?
Yeah, I can help you out here.
Yeah, well,
Mimi's Cafe
out.
Is a restaurant. It's a chain. Good stuff. You'd like it. It's a great breakfast place.
Really?
And they have a
They're
coupon.
National? Are they national?
They're national. Sure thing, yes.
Really?
And you're going to get 2 free muffins with any purchase through August 2nd.
Mm. Muffins.
Yeah, or you can buy 1 breakfast and 2 beverages and get another breakfast free. That's only through tomorrow, though, so you better hurry and print that at the Queen of Cheap site on DougStephan.com. Also,
yeah, also.
In other news, the free sample of Shout Wipe and Goes. These are cool. I actually use these at work. So if you spill something on yourself, on your shirt, if you're wearing a white blouse or something, you can use these and you can scrub the stain off right at your desk. Kind of cool. No water needed. Office Depot has deals on school supplies today. You get free backpacks and lunch totes with $15 minimum purchase. Also, 5-cent deals on paper pocket folders, the pencil pouch, and the protractor. Everybody knows you need a good protractor. Restaurant.com has an extra 80% off gift certificates plus 25% cash back. There's also an offer for a free subscription to Tennis Magazine if you're into that.
Really?
And that's it. All up on DougStephan.com in the Queen of Cheap box.
Good for you, Jennifer. Good job.
Can I be the Princess of Cheap?
You can be. Yeah. You can be the Princess of Cheap. 16
okay.
Before the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program, probiotics and prevention, 2 words that go together. Probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I lose all credibility? You going to check this out on Snopes, too? So I have
this I know to be true.
Really?
Yes.
Richie knows this to be true.
Absolutely.
Wow. All right. Okay. Phew, I guess I can do this then. I can spend 60 seconds and not worry.
Fire away.
Well, what the aftermath may be. The Healthy Trinity from Natron. This is a brilliant probiotic product that is aimed at helping those of you who have gas or keeping those of you who may have gas. Depends on what you eat. I've eaten a lot of kind of lousy stuff the last couple of days, and I've had more than my fair share of gas. Maybe that's too much information, but when I get home, I got right to last night. I got to the Natron Healthy Trinity, had a couple of the capsules, and today I feel like a new man. And but really, I had stuff. I don't usually get upset stomach, but I did. I had too much stuff at a meeting on Monday night. Oof. So Natron has helped me out, and they will help you out. This is a good thing, not only if you have gas, but to prevent it. And again, it's sort of, I remember those, what did we used to have? There was a gas sort of a thing that I used to sell 20 years ago. Remember though, there came a little bottle? Anybody remember those? You'd take them
and
eliminate.
Thing?
Yeah, it was a gas. It was something you'd take to eliminate gas. It was in a little teeny bottle. Not as good as this.
Not
this,
Beano. Are you talking about
Beano?
You are
right.
Talking about Beano?
I am talking about Beano. Right.
Love that product.
Yeah. Beano.
Stop blaming the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So Natron's Healthy Trinity will fix these problems for you or prevent them from happening. All you have to do is get on the product. And in order to do that, we have a special incentive, a deal, the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. The happy tummy that's guaranteed within 90 days from Natron, or you get your money back, all of it. No questions asked. Mention Good Day Health when you call 888-9-NATRON. You'll get to 20% off on your order, plus a book called The Power of Probiotics by the founder of Natron. 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-962-8736. That may have been confusing, so Richie, I probably should repeat it one more time.
Sure.
888-962-8736 for Gas Be Gone.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Frizzall lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about watermelon without pits. Okay, so we all remember as kids, and perhaps even adults, that when we had that watermelon, we had a spitting contest, and we had pits in our watermelon to do that. That was some of the fun and agony of eating watermelon. Either we made enjoyment out of it, or we didn't. But you know what society did? It took away those pits from our watermelon. There are now seedless watermelons. And we can say that's a lot better than what it used to be. What else in our life can we take a look at and say, how can it be better? Even though I'm enjoying something and I know sometimes it caused me some stress and I make some good news out of it, what is it that I can do to change something, to make it seedless, to make it more comfortable, to make it better for me, to make it more enjoyable, to make it less stress? Each and every activity that we do, we have an opportunity to look at the watermelon without seeds and take a look at our life and take out things that are causing us issues. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Wait a minute. I said I was going to do something first before we get to the television report.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Well,
that's good. Don't you do it with the theme song running?
I can say hi to the folks listening in Stockton, California. Hello to
Stockton.
Those in Little Rock and down in Greenville, North Carolina, and Columbia, South Carolina, in Spokane, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Canton, Ohio, Springfield, Massachusetts, Myrtle Beach, Toledo, Des Moines, Watertown, you name it, we're there. Hi.
Toledo, hello.
Toledo, hello. All right, so 12 minutes before the hour. Got me all flustered today, Richie, because I have my stories that I want to tell.
I didn't mean to fluster you with the truth. I'm sorry.
The truth.
You
who
do it
the
during
truth
my report.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, we were talking about the gun that went off, the guy with the Darwin Award. He used the shell as a fuse. And I found something. This is as crazy as anything that I have heard in terms of the government. Talk about insanity. There's a company called the Georgia Arms Company, fifth largest retailer of ammo in the country. They buy spent brass from the Department of Defense.
Oh.
They use the brass once, the shell cases. They use it once, and the military, instead of reusing it, repurposing it themselves, they sell it to this guy. He buys 30,000 pounds a month from the Department of Defense.
Wow.
For practically nothing. He melts it and makes new cases out of it and makes a profit of about 240%.
So let me get this straight.
From what he pays for the Department of Defense.
In the battlefield, soldiers are expected to pick up their shell cases
no,
after
this is on
just
the practice
shot.
Range.
Oh, okay.
These are on the practice ranges, not on the team. What do you think?
What do I know?
I'm
not
start
not
tweeting
much,
my TV
apparently.
Yeah.
All right. Time for Jennifer to take a quick look at what's going on television. Jennifer.
Quick being the key word. TNT, good news. This is actually one of my new favorite shows. Franklin and Bash has been renewed. Yeah. It just started airing last month, but they've already picked it up for a second season. Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brecken Meyer star in that show. Katy Perry has been picked to host the Teen Choice Awards, which will air on August 7th.
Right.
Also, Roseanne star John Goodman is going there. He's going to appear in 6 episodes next season of NBC's Community. Very
yeah.
exciting.
Love
John. And John Hamm, who I love from Mad Men, he's going to be in a new comedy from the developers of Arrested Development. He's
very
going to be
good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, is here. We have big stories, big news. I'm lost in something that I feel badly about, and I'll tell you that story, Warren, in a second. Plus, Warren has the blog on the bionic dog. You heard us talking yesterday about the biggest dog in the world. Let's see if that's right. Maybe we can... what we should do, Jennifer, is subject that story to the Snopes Challenge. The dog's probably not 7 feet long. It's probably 6'7".
Idea.
Right. And he told another story.
I'm already on it.
Yeah, good for you, Richie. 54 past Warren up next here on Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here, the Pet Show host and man about town, knows what's going on when it comes to animals. I was sad last night.
Why were you sad?
Well, I'm looking at a cow that we had to put to sleep today.
Yeah.
And she's not able to walk. She has really bad arthritis, a bad hip, and she had a problem in her leg that we could never fix. Nice Guernsey cow. And I'm watching her as she just hobbles across the pasture. And I thought about how she and nobody other than humans knows what their fate is. Oh, well, that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just looking at this cow and thinking tomorrow at this time she's going to be dead. And then Edgar and I were talking about it for a little while because we get into these philosophical discussions. And Edgar just said, well, think about it this way. She's going to be put to sleep. She'll go to sleep, won't hurt her, and she won't be in pain. And you know what? That's probably a better way of looking at it. You think about that in terms of your dog or your cat or as many... You know, our friend who is the vet there was telling me Warren about, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, he has to put an animal to sleep. And when when the owners of the dog or the cat are there, what he has to go through in order to, and you must get these calls on your show too. I have to put my animal to sleep. What do I do in their desperate
despair? Oh, absolutely. I probably get more of these calls than anyone because people, you know, very often people don't have anyone to talk to. They don't have friends that accept the fact that their pet is as important to this person as any other family member. So when they have to say that final goodbye and they have to make that decision, very often they don't have anyone to talk to. So they'll call me and we'll all cry together. My audience, myself, we'll all cry together. Yeah. And then let them, I always tell people though, when the decision has to be made, it has to be your decision. Not the veterinarian's decision, not your friend's decision, not your friend saying it's a pain in the butt to clean up after the dog because he's incontinent now. It has to be your decision. And the way I always arrived at this, and this may sound a little crazy, is I spend every day when I know I'm going to have to make that decision looking in my dog's eyes or my cat's eyes. It's the mirror to the soul, and they will let you know when it's time to go.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, I came across a great story.
Yes, you did. That's true. Yeah. Yes.
A new study says, oh, this is devastating, Doug. My heart is broken. Computers are overtaking pet dogs as man's best friend. Dogs have been known as man's best friend for decades, but the everyday computer has now taken over the top spot. According to a study, the stunning discovery comes as more and more people spend more time on their computers and less time with their dogs.
Really?
Devastating.
That's awful.
Devastating. It's by the Royal Society for the Pet Protection of Cruelty to Animals in England, by the way.
One of the greatest things about Warren's website, thepetshow.com, warrenextine.com, you have great stories, the blogs, the news, the information. There was a story you posted about this bionic dog that lost all of its paws to frostbite. What's that story?
Interestingly enough, many, many years ago when I was a peace officer, I made an arrest on a person where a dog was actually had its paw frozen in the ground and had to be amputated.
Ooh.
But this dog had lost all 4 paws. Actually, a horrible story. This dog actually lost all 4 legs, and they were able to put artificial limbs on him, and the dog's doing absolutely great. And it amazes me. You know what? Because dogs and cats don't realize they have physical challenges. They just accept whatever is as is.
Yeah. Well, something that you keep in mind, though, as far as what you let your dogs do, the weather, the wintertime, they're going to be as cold as you are.
And listen, it's too cold for me to walk outside barefoot. My dog is staying inside with a remote control.
Warren Eckstein, check out the Pet Show. Lots of great connections. You'll see his picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com.